This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Jess Falstick.
Hey, isn't that Jess Falstick?
Nah, that's Sailor Moon. That's Jess Falstick.
Nah, that's just a couch covered in cats.
Oh, well, where's Jess Falstick?
Guys, I'm literally right here.
No, Jess Falstick has blue hair.
No, Jess Falstick's hair looked like she'd be part of the alt-left, if that were a thing.
Didn't she shave her head?
Just come see me every Sunday night at Avenue Tap House at 7 p.m. for the Red Light Comedy Showcase. The first Sunday of the month is open mic, and the last three Sundays showcase Cleveland's best and brightest comedic talent.
You know who's the funniest female comic in Cleveland?
Who's that?
Mary Santora.
God damn it.
That's Jess Falstick.
This is Nick Urich, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week we delve back into the evil realms of nerdery, where we reside, but there's plenty to hate. Joining us is former Toledo comic, now residing in Cleveland, Ohio, Mr. Dylan House.
How's it going, everybody?
Welcome, Dylan. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Glad we could have you on. So, Dylan, why do you hate fan theories?
I hate fan theories. There's two main reasons why, and I kind of want to go into both of them. First is that, as we've seen with this most recent Star Wars movie, it kind of ruins, it gives people false expectations, so they go into something, and then they're just like, this isn't what everybody thought was going to be in this movie, you know? And then the second one is that it just kind of takes creativity out the window by trying to enforce real-world rules and stuff like that.
Okay, so that's with people like, well, this time travel only makes sense this, and this way.
Kind of, or it's like, oh, this cartoon, it's like, the only reason all this cartoony stuff could happen is if it was all a dream, or they're dead, or, you know.
So, like, Foster's home for imaginary creatures is, like, a fever dream of that the surprisingly attractive teenage girl.
Yes, exactly. Okay. All right. It's all a fever dream of Frankie Foster because she was an orphan or some bullshit like that, yeah.
But with your first point, that's come up so much, especially with the new Star Wars, where nobody got a chance to see some of their theories come to fruition.
Well, that took less than 2 minutes.
Well, what do you expect? Like, it was a giant,
it's like the most recent kind of like, well, this is what happens when nerds go hog wild with like expectation and just like watching a trailer a million times and being like, well, I think that this is what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. And instead we have like, you have a visionary director and storyteller who's like, no, actually I'm gonna go in like a different direction and tell a different type of story.
As far as, I mean, and we don't need to get into like the whole Star Wars thing because like, we talked about that beforehand, I mean, as far as that goes, what I kind of ended up just sticking with was certain shit happened in that movie where people bitched about it everywhere.
Titty milk.
Yes, some people liked it, some people didn't.
Titty milk.
I actually ended up being one of the people that I dug the fucking movie. I loved it a lot.
Titty milk.
And okay, titty milk. We fucking get it. Jesus Christ. Say it two more times and it'll be funny, I swear to God.
Titty milk, titty milk.
See, it works. It's every hilarious. Time. Every time.
It's so much better.
But yeah, so like my whole thing with it was, Rian Johnson was the writer and director. He got the go-ahead from Disney and Lucasfilm to do as he pleased, as long as they approved of it. And what he wanted to do got approved. They're the ones who pick how the Star Wars story goes. We as fans do not. That's why we are the ones paying the money to go see it. It's not that fucking hard of a thing to understand. And all the fan theories leading up to it about who Snoke was and this and that and the other thing, I do believe it is fun to speculate. There is fun in that. Like, I mean, I'm waiting around for 2 years for a movie that I want to see worse than anything on the planet. And it's fun to think about where it could go.
And I don't want to say that it's not fun. Like, there are fun things. Like there are certain... Like the Pixar theory. Like, what if all these movies are connected?
Yeah.
But you're not going to watch, like, The Incredibles 2 and be like, this doesn't feed back into this whole universe. Like, you're just going to have fun with it and be like, oh, maybe this is, like, an Easter egg that goes back to this thing.
Yeah.
But there's no reason to punish creators.
Well, there's, like, that whole fan theory going around the internet that has been for a while about how... The Walking Dead and Breaking Bad are connected.
I just watched a video about that
and
today.
Like,
yeah.
The Walking Dead, like, the producers came out and said, yeah, I mean, like, we threw stuff in there, like, that we wanted it to take place in the same universe, because they were fans of the fucking show.
And they're on the same network.
Yeah, and it was like, they were throwing in homage, if you will, like, to Vince Gilligan and all that shit, which is funny, because Shear's wearing a Heisenberg shirt.
Which mall kiosk did you get that one from?
Actually, I found this at a thrift store for $1.
Nice.
So
that's a score. Nice.
That is why I got it. It is a 2X shirt for $1. Yes, I want it. Cover up my big fat titties. This is the shirt I'm going to wear when Jordan's movie comes out that he's really looking forward to. Ass Detectives 3, The Smell of Mystery.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. I said, this is the shirt that I'm going to wear when Jordan and I go and see the movie that he's looking forward to, Ass Detectives 3, The Smell of Mystery.
I think that series went downhill after Ass Detectives 2.
I'd like to speculate that that is going to be the first of the DC movies starring The Question.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite DC character aside from Batman, which I believe I've stated on this show before.
Yeah, the problem is they're going to have The Question kind of merge with Arseface.
Oh, dude, a Preacher Question crossover?
Yeah.
I'm going to fan speculate
all
over
this. That's Vertigo,
screen.
Right? Yeah, that's Preacher's Vertigo, and that's owned by DC.
It is.
See, now this is the kind of fan theory that's okay.
Yeah.
It's obvious that we're not making... The phrase that has come up... so often in my life that various people use as headcanon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they have this fan theory, and now in their head, it's, this is what's going on now, and you can't tell me otherwise.
And, I mean, that goes way back to, like, the years of, like, the Tumblr folks who would do, like, the shipping. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys already did a Tumblr episode, so I won't get into it.
Tumblr a lot on this show.
Okay.
I like, mostly about porn.
I like Tumblr because of porn.
Yes.
But it's not just people on Tumblr that ship.
Do
you have any idea how many people have come up to me like, I've shipped you with so-and-so, and I'm like, what?
Well, all that real-life shipping starts somewhere, and it starts with somebody watching fucking, like, I don't know, like, Community and being like, I ship these characters.
Dude, I fucking, like, alright, I'll put it this way. Like, I am so far behind on that shit, like, I'm 30, I just turned 30.
Yeah.
I have been, like, I know how to use the internet to buy t-shirts, look at pornography, and, like, fill out job applications.
That's all you need, really.
And, like, so, like, I can't get into, like, these Reddit things and these Tumblr threads, because it just breaks my brain that people have that much fucking time to go through and read all this shit. And, like, since I started, since I got the opportunity, I shouldn't say started, Above Below, like, the network that I have, I don't have time to even watch, like, all the TV shows I watch. Like, I had to cut back. Like, I strictly watch, like, professional wrestling and post things on the internet about my podcast network. So, like, when people come on and talk about this kind of shit, like, I know I told you I watched Star Wars Explained.
Yeah.
Like, that's a 10-minute video that I can get through, you know what I mean? But, like, how people sit there and just, like, I can't binge-watch shows anymore. Like, it took me 3 months to watch Punisher, which was fucking fantastic, by the way. I think I told you I finally finished it.
Yeah, I was a big fan.
It was good.
But, you know, in my head canon, Punisher and Jigsaw were lovers.
Punisher and Jigsaw... Well, I mean, they're both... I mean, John Barenthal, let's just go ahead and say, is a very pretty man. And the guy who played
Disagree.
Are you kidding me?
Italian.
Oh, who cares? So is the other guy's Italian, too, and he was good-looking. You, but what I'm saying, though,
is... I want them to have greasy, sweaty Dago sex.
I mean, like, I wonder, like...
That's my headcanon.
When he fucked up Jigsaw at the end and basically turned him into Jigsaw, I wonder if there was grease all over that mirror.
There was. There absolutely was.
Was it grease, or was it a mirror glass? I don't remember.
It was a mirror in the... Yeah. Thing.
We're talking about Punisher now.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome back to the Punisher podcast. To bring up the speed, I don't know anything about Punisher. He's a superhero who only uses guns.
He's an anti-hero. He's a vigilante. He doesn't know anything about
Punisher. I don't know anything about Punisher, right. Clearly.
But, I don't know, you were talking about shippers and, like...
Yeah, just...
Was it Paw who came on our show and talked about fandoms?
Yeah, it was Paw, and he was talking about how the Supernatural fandom went batshit with shipping both brothers with Castiel and...
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were definitely the worst. And I don't want to get too into, like, shipping. So it's what we bring it back around... But that's like that. But that's still a subsect of like a fan theory.
Yeah, this is a fan theory.
My theory that these characters are gonna fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they're just gonna make passionate makeouts.
I mean,
you're
dude,
young.
I understand fantasy and like everything and like fan. I guess I understand fan fiction to a degree. Why or how somebody has the time to do that is beyond my knowledge. But I get it. But I don't understand, like, why it always has to be about fucking. Like, because essentially, like, I used to play the Star Wars role-playing game. Yeah. Like, the D&D version, yeah. You know, Star Wars version of that. And, like, that's fun, and I guess that's kind of, in a way, fan fiction to some degree. But I do not understand, like, people who write, like, stories about, who's a good example? Like, what's popular right now? I never know.
I mean, with the Star Wars, you could say any of those
like,
characters. Even
Finn
Kylo.
And Poe.
Yeah.
Finn and Poe. Like, that's like everybody's, you know, they're going to be the first gay or bi couple in Star Wars. Like, hey, I don't give a fuck. That's not why I watched Star Wars in the first place. Like, if they want to do that, go ahead. But, like, why are people writing fucking stories about it, man?
Like does everybody... Was everybody all in on Empire for, like, oh, the Han and... Or the Han and Leia thing, like, that's what I'm in here for, baby. Nah, man, they're in it for, like, awesome space battles.
Not awesome space sex.
Not awesome space sex. That's why you watch fucking
Lex.
Barbarella or...
Lex.
Lex? What?
What's Lex?
Lex was an old series on the Sci-Fi Network before they changed the spelling of it.
Oh.
It was basically like...
Oh, shit. Yeah, now I do remember that.
Yeah, they had sex in space and then...
Babylon 5 was on that. The original Babylon 5.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
I think they were on TNT, but I don't know.
Oh, all right.
Either way, there is like a space soap opera with lots of sex. But I still, you know... I ship Luke and the Bantha.
I guess that's the beauty of like Star Wars shipping though, is like you could be like, I'm gonna put Salacious Crumb and Jabba the Hutt, they fucked. You know what I mean?
It's like I'm all chained up next to him. It's like that's his little boy toy.
Exactly. And I've read, you know what, a fan theory that I read recently that was like Jabba the Hutt wanted Leia to kill him, and he dressed her up as a slave as like a dominatrix type thing.
Oh,
and I'm just like immediately, I'm like, it's not about that. It's about what it's about is George Lucas wanting to see Carrie Fisher in a fucking metal bikini choking a big slug that he created in his mind.
Yeah,
and he probably would jerk off to that idea of it, but I don't think it runs as deep as like BDSM. That's just me.
Well, I mean, that's one of the many things you can do with enough free time is go into the motivations of the creator, even if they're not true.
Then what the fuck are you doing with all your free time?
I'm writing fan fiction for a sad boy sketch, but I've also started writing, like, I've shipped Chris Paw and Ryan DiPerna.
I see that.
I wrote a...
Didn't you make a roast joke about that at the last show?
I did, because I didn't finish it. Like, I write all my roast jokes day of the show because I'm a lunatic. I just didn't have time to finish that, the whole thing. It was basically going to be like... the old granddad challenge claims both of them into the green room at the bop stop, and they're both half passed out on the floor vomiting into the toilet. And then Ryan looks over and goes, "You know, I'm a good guy, right, Grandpa?" "Yeah, fella, I'm a good guy." "Well, you know, look at me. I'm a good guy, right?" "Yeah, just shut up, Ryan." "Hey, you ever had a guy jerk you off with eye contact?" And then just go in from there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am at half-mast.
Oh my God. I don't know, like, your Chris Paul impression is pretty spot
that
on.
That is.
But, like, your Ryan DiPerna is just you wanting to be, like, him, like, the Italian version of the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah. Basically, that's who he is. He's got flying monkeys that follow him everywhere.
Wait, I'm friends with Ryan.
Yeah, curl up your little tail.
I'm not a flying monkey, bitch. I am fucking Dorothy. No. I'm clicking my heels.
You are not Dorothy. You could not fit into a pair of heels without damaging the sidewalk every time you step down.
Fuck you. Anyway, I'm happy to have Dylan here. Me and Shea are going to kill. We're recording two episodes today. We might not make it.
Do we want to get back on track? Or do we have anything else we want to say about?
Oh, we kind of just
Jordan's fat.
If I don't know if you've ever listened to the show before. If not, we take no offense. I wouldn't either. But we kind of go off the rails. So when you want to bring it back as the guest, feel fucking free.
Okay. I was just like I don't think I've been here long enough to start talking to start you know, like, saying shit about, like, local comics. So joking at least.
Hey, Jeremy, he has never listened to the show before.
Yeah. Oh no, we talk mad shit. It's fine. No, but in terms of your second point, that, you know, these fan theories are just.
They're just unimaginative is really what it is. It's like somebody who watches something like a good example is like fucking Rugrats.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh,
the Rugrats theory where it's
it was
like,
all in Tommy's
all,
head.
No, well, I, there's
or Angelica's
yeah,
head.
It's all in Angelica's head. That's just how it's just a show about talking fucking
babies. I mean, but I could see that bitch crazy for sure, dude.
Yeah, but like it's gruesome. It's just like and these two were stillborn, and it's like, why do we have to go like that?
Yeah, that's coming from like guys like, you know, comedy guys like us, us three, who like we look at the darker side of things and we laugh at the darker side of things. But sometimes I read something like that, and I'm just like, who the fuck, A, has the time? B, what is... Dude, they should see somebody.
Yeah.
They should go see
Seriously.
Somebody.
To think of, like, all the grisly ways a bunch of babies on a 90s cartoon die just so one would go insane and imagine
the
entire world.
Are there any fan theories about Doug?
Probably. I can't think of any.
Is it that he was so racist that he couldn't pretend people were black, so he had to pretend they were green, blue, and purple?
There's probably something, because that dude, because that's the same thing, like, because he imagines shit.
Yeah, so is he a schizophrenic?
Yeah, so that's probably one of those. It's so like...
That was my favorite as a guy. I loved Doug.
Yeah.
Doug was a good show.
Did you ever see the comic where Doug learns what date rape is?
No.
It's pretty great.
Oh, we'll be looking into that after the show. I'm just saying, like, now I have to know. I mean, but, like, you know, I could just, like, here's my fucked up head. It's like, okay, it was Quail Man, like, he's a superhero, but, like, real Doug is on the verge of hanging himself with a belt.
That's why he's got the belt. And, wasn't there one he had was, like, Indiana Jones?
Yeah, Indiana Durango Jones. Doug.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what that one would be, you know.
Yeah, but Durango Doug is a hallucination that he came up with after being thrown from his horse.
As you know, Doug has a horse.
No, remember the episode where Durango Doug came up was like he rode a pony when he was a kid, and he thought that means he was more experienced than everybody else, so he had this fantasy in his mind like he's Durango Doug, and they put him with the most dangerous horse who fucked him up.
And who was his James Bond one? Doug, it was just funny. Doug funny.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But
see, I don't even remember that one.
I could talk about fucking old Nickelodeon
cartoons. I remember when that show went from Nickelodeon to Disney Channel.
Oh, and it sucked.
Yeah, and they did the weirdest fucking thing where, because the bully, who's the bully's name?
Roger Klotz.
Roger Klotz. He was originally
Real life Roger Klotz. Go ahead.
He was originally like a kid who like lived in a trailer park or something mm-hmm. like that. But then when they took it to like Disney Channel, he was like a rich kid.
Moving on up.
Like, what's that say? It's like, is Disney like, oh, well, we can't have this dude.
Dude, he won the Bluffington Millions. How do you not know? He played the
Million. Oh, is that how they
say it? I made that. I'm fan theorying here.
Fan theory.
All right, so if we're gonna try and stay on topic,
okay.
What's your least favorite one? Like, what's the one that made you go, I fucking don't like this anymore?
It's really like those cartoon ones, and that's what was kind of like. So like that Rugrats one, I really hate that. Usually any who's it? Channel Frederator. They do a lot of animated stuff, and they had like a whole series. It was like them just analyzing different cartoon, you know, fan theories, and like. They would, like, rate them as, like, well, is this plausible? And usually they'd be like, no, it's not. And it's like, well, why did we just spend, you know, like, 10 minutes talking about it?
Right, right.
If it's not possible. I mentioned it kind of briefly earlier to you guys before we started recording, but Matt Pat, who does, on YouTube, he does film theory and game theory, and he's kind of notorious for that. I like watching a lot of his stuff, but, like, He does, like, the film theory stuff gets a little out of hand. Like, he did, like, a whole thing about how SpongeBob is an orphan because, like, his parents look nothing like he does. And it's crazy. Just
I talked, I brought up on an episode not too long ago. I mean, it just, you said SpongeBob, so yeah. It reminds me. I had a psychology teacher in high school who, he was a hardcore right-wing Christian,
mm-hmm.
and he was a psychology teacher,
mm.
and he told us as, like, I think, I don't remember if we were juniors or seniors that year, but he told us that we, kids, he doesn't let his kids watch SpongeBob because SpongeBob and Patrick are gay. And I'm like, how the fuck are you supposed to teach me about Freud
yeah.
if you're not okay with a cartoon, the possibility of a cartoon that doesn't have a dick being gay?
Yeah.
But okay, I'll roll with this. That's also the
SpongeBob, I noticed you have a lot of holes in you. Can I penetrate them with my starfish penis?
I think it's star points.
I think that was probably the worst. And that's not even like, that's like a fucking schoolyard
theory. Well, dude, you remember growing up,
yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio was gay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because he was in that movie where he played Arthur Rimbaugh and he railed that little dude in the ass.
Well, sure, but that, like, being, I mean, yeah, that he's an actor, the best actor of all time.
He was,
wait, I want to show Dylan my thing.
He wasn't.
Not my dick.
He wasn't, he didn't appear to be acting when he was real.
Oh, that's cool. Was that from a theater?
Yeah, I'm totally gay for Leo.
Oh, okay.
It's my Inception thing. We should take a picture of it. So we need to start doing visual. Oh,
now there's a good theory. So everybody, so there's that whole thing with the top at the end. Let me ask you, do you think that top falls or do you think it just keeps spinning?
Honest answer?
Honest answer.
Don't give a fuck. I love that movie.
Okay. I think that's like the true answer. Like, you really shouldn't care because
yeah,
you just had this whole journey.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. Fun. I mean, I want to believe.
Come on,
it's Christopher Nolan, so he's probably stuck in a dream. If I had to guess, but like, I also don't give a fuck. Like, has anybody ever seen another Christopher Nolan movie? Interstellar doesn't end happy.
Oh, he's totally not into like making. His movies making
and they let
a
him
ton
make
of
Batman.
Sense.
And they let him make Batman.
Yeah.
God bless them for that.
You know who we should get to make Batman? This guy who made that movie where he fired, where fucking Robin Williams is a murderer and Al Pacino fires a gun at him. Let's do that.
Wait, are you talking about 1 hour photo?
No.
Insomnia. Yeah.
No, I actually tried to rewatch 1 hour photo like a year ago. That movie creeped me out too much.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah,
that's creepy.
I think it's not as crazy as fucking thinking about how they let what's the name of the guy who did Lord of the Rings?
Peter Jackson.
What did Peter Jackson do before Lord of the Rings? He did like Meet the Feebles.
He did
and like Braindead.
He
stuff
did
like,
he did the Jeremy. What's the one with Michael J. Fox? The Frighteners.
Yeah,
which that movie was kick ass.
Yeah.
The other shit he did before.
I thought it was a little shaky.
No.
the day that you get Parkinson's is the day that I'm like, I'm calling Make-A-Wish being like, my friend wants to meet Michael J. Fox really bad, and it's going to be really funny to watch him handshake.
What are you talking about? The day I get Parkinson's, you're going to ask me to move in and just live under your bed.
I'm glad Chelsea does not listen to the show, because I do not think she... Dude, ooh, you'd be like a fucked up Maurice from Little Monsters. Jordan, want to come out and play?
See,
want to record a podcast?
See, now there's another one in my headcanon. I think Boy and Maurice had a thing.
Boy and Maurice, or Boy and who's the big one? The big who was also the big fat guy from Rich? Not Richie Rich. What was the other? Blank Check. Yeah, that actor died a couple years ago.
Okay, the guy who's like not John Candy, but
that guy.
He's like the limo driver.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the same dude who plays like the big bad guy aside from Boy and Little Monsters. Like, I would assume that like he was Boy's big bitch, you know what I mean? Like, that's... God, see, now we're... See, this is why fan theories are fun, though, because you can just sit here and bullshit and make up dumb fucking stories.
Yeah, but that's the thing, so to go back to it, it's like, this is fun, because we're just, like, fucking around.
Right.
But, like...
If you take it seriously,
and your brain's like, no, like, going back to the headcanon thing, it's like, no, this is truth. This is fucking... truth, man.
Dude, you guys keep saying headcanon. I just think of my dickhead. Like, let me show you my
headcanon. Like a fucking cannon that shoots out dickheads. Like,
well, I mean, no, like, because, I mean, essentially, your dickhead is a cannon.
Yeah.
For cum. It's a cum cannon.
It's more like a squirt gun.
It's more like a spritz bottle than anything else. Although it doesn't come out like poof. Yeah. It's more like
poof. Yeah.
It's more like a baby spitting up formula.
Oh, why do you have to compare coming to a kid, man? The fucked up thing is, you without the teeth makes that even more fucked up than the face you just made.
Yeah, well, I know how to make baby coming faces.
I thought we were going to have to edit fucking my phone call out. Jesus.
Rugrats is all I'm saying.
And that's the edit point right there. Rugrats. And I think I'd be remiss to talk about like shitty fan communities and fan theories if I didn't talk about or at least reference Rick and Morty. Are you guys
like to go on record as saying, and like people are like, oh my god, I can't believe that. Yeah. I've seen the first season, the show is really great. If I ever catch up on it, cool. Yeah. I get why people like it. I get that it goes deep, and I like that about it. I just don't have the fucking time.
Yeah.
So, like, that's all I know about Rick and Morty.
Yeah, but there's a ton of fan theories about Rick and Morty because they leave a lot. They leave a lot of hanging plot threads, and
which I think, and I think that as creators, they should be allowed to do that. Like, if they want to go back later and pick up on a story, all power to you. Like, whatever. But like,
they've managed to do that with a lot of what they're doing too.
And it just, like, the crazy thing was, it like, the finale, especially this last season, I won't spoil anything.
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
All right. The finale...
If you're listening and you haven't seen Rick and Morty, spoiler's about to happen for whatever fucking new season.
I might not spoil anything. I'm going to talk about it as, like, vaguely as possible. But, like, when the finale happened, so many people were just like, oh, that can't be it. They were like, they didn't mention this. This guy didn't come back. And, like, legitimately, some people... And if I have to be honest, me a little bit inside was like, they're going to come out with there's another episode. This is a false finale, folks. Yeah.
I would say as far as like...
But that's so sad, is that people are like, guys, this isn't the real end. There's going to be a real finale. It's almost like the guys...
Seinfeld.
Yeah, or like the guys who are trying to like... petition to make that last Star Wars movie like not canon.
Oh yeah, dude.
They're just like
honestly,
it's
I used to bitch about Juggalos a lot. Yeah. Like now I kind of get it. They keep off to their own. They're fucking not hurting anybody. At least not the. I mean, as a people, they're fucking morons. Yeah. But like, they're not hurting anybody. Like. And I used to say, you know, we should take all the fucking Juggalos, put them in Parma, build a wall, drop a fucking bomb, and we'll be good. Like, fuck that. Let's build a fucking wall, put all the people who signed that fucking petition and not make episode 8 canon, and fucking torture them, then drop an atomic bomb on them. I don't care, ranging any age. They can all go.
I have a better plan.
Let's hear it.
Autism. camps.
Oh. I thought you were going to say autism. Give it to him.
No.
Like that's going to be what Jeremy go like that's what he's going to develop some kind of science that he can give people autism and he's just going to go around. That's what he's going to get caught doing is just injecting people with autism.
I don't want more people to have autism. I have enough fucking problems.
That was so earnest.
Then they can understand my pain.
Like, honestly, I wish, you know what? I'm not trying to dog fan theories too much here, but I would love, like, people to, and I'm not talking about fan theory, like, I'm not talking about sex shit. I'd love people to do, let the hate flow through you fan theories. Like, Jeremy's probably going to kill Jordan in this way, or Jordan's going to set up a booby trap, and
It's probably now is a good time to let the listeners know that you've left little clues for them in each episode, and they have to go through and find them all.
This is basically my Twin Peaks. This podcast is my Twin Peaks: The Return.
Yeah,
like I've left it all there for this is my magnum opus. This is Jeremy, part of Jeremy's magnum opus. Now you guys have to go back and figure it out. It's kind of like the Da Vinci Code, but
some
for retards.
Of the clues: Jordan's fuckable lips.
We haven't said that in a while, I don't think.
No, it's because I've been busy putting my dick in other fuckable lips.
Next time I'm just gonna take you. I don't care if it's cold outside. I'm gonna take you out back and hose you down.
Look. They adjusted my meds, and I've been a little wacky lately. I don't know what else to tell you.
I think you've been fine.
Yeah, well, I've been sleeping like 14 hours a day.
Again?
Yeah, it's the goddamn antipsychotic, man.
Right on.
It's knocking me the fuck out.
They got you on Seroquel?
No. Seroquel was an option. I said no.
Yeah, because that...
They were like, well, what about Abilify? I'm like, no. So they put me on Latuda.
I'm not trying to dog anybody who's on Seroquel. I just know somebody who was on it and went fucking even. Like, she went apeshit in high school. And, like, I wouldn't let Jeremy stay at my house if he was on Seroquel.
No, the people used to give me Seroquel. Like, to call
like
me...
Like, recreationally?
Yeah, no. That's the thing. Like, I was like, oh, I was only diagnosed with this, like, a few years ago. But people have been giving me, like, psych meds since I was a teenager, going, here, calm the fuck down. I'm like, pills. Om, nom, nom, nom. So, you know, that was their fan theory. It's like, oh, Jeremy is crazy. We should give him medication. He'll eat whatever pills we give him.
You know, that's why we need to find somebody to do animation for the show or, like, puppets. Because I want to see, like... I want, like, Jeremy or... These days, it would probably be me. But, like, the pill monster, but, like, the cookie monster. Yeah, it's like, rah, 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 rah.
Teenage Jordan. Just, pills. Rah.
Exactly.
Rah.
Jordan the pill monster. Rah, 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 rah.
Oh.
Oh, dick.
Can I... Fuck you. Can I get serious for a minute?
No.
Well, I'm going to. Just so anybody out there, I'm pretty open and honest about that I recreationally can use drugs from time to time. A friend of mine, I obviously won't say his name, thought he was buying Vicodin the other day, so like a pharmaceutical pill.
Yeah.
He did two of them, which is like, in that world, is nothing.
Right.
And it was laced with fentanyl, and it took...
Jesus.
Yeah. And it took... they found him on the side of the road, and it took two Narcans to revive him. He's lucky to be alive. So if you're buying pills off the street... Fucking stop. And don't switch to heroin. Just fucking stop.
Yeah, heroin's not going to be any better.
That literally just happened the other day, and I know this is getting released Monday, so I wanted to, like that shit's happening now. They're not just lacing heroin with it. They're not just lacing coke and meth with it. They're now making pharmaceutical pill look-alike drugs that are laced with fucking fentanyl. And what I don't understand is, are they trying to... Like, here's a fan theory... Are drug dealers trying to kill people? Because to me, that seems like bad business.
It honestly does, yeah. Like, don't you want repeat customers?
Right. Or like that, oh shit, them Vikes, they got a real good... Dude, I've been in that game for a very fucking long time. I know what does what and how much it takes to do what. No 10 milligram fucking Vicodin is going to ever kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe in the rarest case? Like, is there, if there's like a 0.01%
chance? I don't know.
When
I tried to off myself, I ate a bunch of different pills.
And you still couldn't do it?
No, because I am a fat bastard. I'm too fat to overdose.
Dude, that is going to be Jeremy's next shirt. Too fat to overdose.
Too fat to OD.
Yeah. Dude, that's good. That's actually the name of your next record.
That's I like that a lot.
Oh, Jeremy, don't forget to let me... I came up with the fucking greatest name for if I ever do like a live storytelling record. You're going to love it. But
Jordan's fuckable lips.
Oh, there we go. Oh,
perfect.
The Da Vinci Code, see?
Yeah.
There you go. I guess basically Dan Brown's trilogy... Like
that's a giant fan theory of the Bible.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, it really is. Yeah. But also, I'd like to state that the Bible is just a giant fan theory of humanity.
Of God and humanity and a lot of things.
Yeah. This is what this means. No, this is what this means. But they didn't say anything about killing fags. Yes, they did. It's right here.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I don't interpret it that way. Well, what are you going to say?
Jeremy's like, it clearly says right here, Shear 1-1. That Italians are greasy. Yeah.
That is kind of what fan theories are. It's like literally looking at a text and being like, well, I think it's this. And then somebody looks at it and is like, how'd you get to that point? It's like, well, look at this here. You know, it's like, like how Michael looks at fucking Jesus, you know.
Is this what they're doing? Is they're forming new religions based on new spiritual texts that have ceased to be publications about... one moral man going through his life and are now cartoon characters and films. This is our new religion.
Yes, this is our new... We worship media.
I wish... Mm-hmm. Oh, we do. I do, for sure. Mm-hmm. I wish we did music on this podcast because I would cue REM losing my religion right now. That's Jeremy seething.
No, that's just me in the corner.
What's that above you?
Oh no, I've said too much.
You haven't said enough.
There he is in the corner.
My least favorite thing about that song is it came out when I was in high school. And
no, it didn't.
It did.
No, it did. This song came out like 91, dude. 91 or 92.
Okay, so middle school, whatever.
Fair, but...
So, I went to a gifted camp.
You'd be gay if that came out in high school.
We went to gifted camp, and nobody could figure out if you're supposed to regular dance to that song or slow dance to that song. It changed from second to second. Like, I don't know what we're supposed to be doing right now. Let's just get close to each other so we can...
Jerk each other off!
You don't dance to that song, you just cry.
No, I was gonna say, like, you know what, I'm a big fan of Alkaline Trio, and like, when people used to mosh at Alkaline Trio shows, I'm like, what are you doing? This is not the band you do that to. Like, I don't, like, and REM, another one, you don't, I would imagine
mosh to College Rock.
No, you just kind of, like, bob your head and fucking, like,
I could mosh to wherever the fuck I want.
That's okay, a hardcore kid. Fucking, why don't you go listen to Bane?
Jeremy Shear throwing bows in the pit.
If Jeremy Shear tried to throw a bow today, he'd throw out his back.
Yeah. I mean, the last time I think I was in a pit was like Ringworm and Agnostic Front several years ago, and I got punched in the face by a couple of skinheads because I accidentally elbowed my girl in the face, and they were like,
"Your own girl?"
Yeah.
I would assume they were sharp skinheads since they were at an Agnostic Front show.
There were a variety of different people. They were friends of mine. They were just like, that is how when, you know, I'm drunk and out of control, sometimes you have to punch me in the face to make me realize that, hey, you're fucking up here. Oh, okay. And then I go back about my business.
That's all it takes? I just have to punch them every once in a while?
No, I don't drink anymore.
Oh, that's very true.
So wait, were they non-racist skins then?
They're sharps. There's a bunch of...
Is that what they call... Yeah.
Skinheads against racial prejudice.
That's a subset of non-racist skinheads.
You know what the funny thing is? I think about skinheads, and as a bald dude, I don't shave my head to be part of a culture. I shave my head to not look like an asshole.
You shave your head because if you grow your hair out, you look way older than you are.
Do I?
Yeah, because you're balding.
Okay. I just didn't know that, but either way,
You could become over twins.
I don't have, like, I want to, home over twins. I don't have respect for skinheads, racist skinheads, but I really don't have respect for, like, sharp skinheads, because you're just emulating something and being like, well, we're anti what they say. That's, like, the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
They were the OGs, dude.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's, like, the kind of... So skinhead culture kind of came out of reggae and early ska. Yeah, yeah.
Kofi Kingston?
Yeah.
Rastafari! And but they're, like, during the same time, when they were kind of starting to form their own kind of scene and look, the racist skins started to come up as well. There's, like, a movie...
The Romper Stomper skins?
That. Yeah. So they kind of came up during the same time, but then, you know, because they're fucking... essentially neo-Nazis.
Have you seen that like four-part British thing?
That's what I was...
I forget what the fuck, like, it's
this
called.
This is England?
Yes, this is England. Have you seen that, Sheer?
No.
You would love it.
I haven't
it.
Seen it. I've seen some scenes from it. It looks good.
It's really, really, really
I've
good.
I've always... I haven't... Yeah, I just haven't gotten a chance to watch it.
I think it's free on YouTube, too.
Oh, shit. Like, yeah, I should look that up, then.
It's good stuff.
What was it? Oh, I saw the meekest skinhead ever I'd ever met. I was working at my job. I work at a bar. And this guy comes in. He's with a buddy of his. He comes in. He's like, "Hey, what beer do you have on draft? What IPAs do you have?" And I tell him, and he's like, "Oh, okay. Well, I'll take, you know." And he orders a beer. And then I'm looking at him, and he's got, like, a shaved head. I'm like, "All right, bomber jacket, okay." And I see he's got, like, the tight pants and the fucking docks. And I'm like, "Holy shit, is this dude a fucking skinhead?" Like, it took a while for me to piece that all together, but, like, just the meekest guy. He's, like, talking to his friends.
Oh,
like,
he's probably a skinhead bottom.
Yeah. That's what I thought, too. Yeah,
those guys, like, exist, too.
Yeah, makes sense to me.
You sound like George Dunn.
a skinhead twink.
Yeah.
I think we should get out of here soon. You know, like that.
Yeah. Like, I'm just, like, I just picture a dude like that, just being like, "Oh, yeah, like, what kind of IPs do you have? Oh, you know, we have this. It better not be made by black people."
I just feel like he's the type that if you really push him, he's like, "Well, you know, I don't really believe in an ethno-state, you know."
I think Trump's pretty cool, though.
George, if you're listening, shave your head.
No, George, do not. Dude, we're using his fucking equipment. Let's not knock George Dunn.
I'm not knocking George Dunn. I'm just saying this skinhead sounds exactly like George Dunn.
Oh, Christ on a cracker.
Yeah, well, that's another shipping that was done. Christ and his crackers.
Or Christ. Yeah, that's true. That's very, very true.
Aren't those just the hosties? The bread of Christ? The body of Christ, rather?
I don't know. Jordan, your mongrel people didn't allow you to experience the joys of wafers, did they? Because that was like...
Nah, dude. I hate Triscuits. At home.
You hate Triscuits?
No, Jehovah's Witnesses do not do the only thing they do like that is I'm sure you know this because you're Jewish. Nice and 14, you know, the date Jesus died.
Mm-hmm.
They get together whenever that takes place. It's essentially like Passover. It's like the commemorating Jesus' last meal and his death and all that shit. They call it the memorial, and they pass around plates of unleavened. It's fucking crackers.
Yeah.
They pass around that, and then they pass around cups of wine and just kind of look at it. And then if you're one of the anointed, and I'm using my air quotes as always, 144,000 people, which they believe are going to heaven, you would drink or eat that. Mm. I've seen a couple people do it. The best, though, was when my schizophrenic uncle did it, and his granddaughter, my cousin, right next to him, she was like 18 at the time, also schizophrenic, fucking did it too. I don't think either of that. He's dead. I don't think he's in heaven, nor do I believe in a place if there was. Also, she's not dead. I don't think she's going to heaven either.
So you've got fan theories about your family.
I don't care about my family enough. I just have thoughts.
Yeah.
I guess you could call them. No, it wouldn't be a fan theory. It'd just be theories, because anybody who listens to this show knows I'm not a huge fan of my family.
Yeah. But we were talking about religion. Like, what is religion if not, like, a giant fan theory?
Yeah.
It is.
This wonderful text was produced many years ago, and now everybody has their own idea of it, and religions are formed.
I'm glad that this ended up here, because, yes. Like, this truly, I mean, it truly is. It's the ultimate fan theory. Mm-hmm. Like, fucking, I don't care, Muslims. Like, I know, like, I'm not fucking dogging Muslims. I'm dogging all religions, but Muslim fan theory. The only one I wouldn't think is a fan theory is Buddha. I like him.
That's just a dude who said some stuff, and the people.
And like, he's pretty chill.
There are two different fan theories about Buddha, though.
Oh, that is that is true.
It's either he's divine or he's a man.
Isn't that? Don't some people think that about Jesus? Like that they hung out and shit.
Yeah.
Like when Jesus went to the east, I feel like I want to think like when Jesus went to the east, he smoked like a shit ton of opium.
That's a crossover episode. I want.
Dude, that talk about a fan theory, dude. Let's write the Buddha and Jesus like official canon.
Yeah.
No longer a fan theory.
So
they fuck.
So while we're talking about this, guys, I have this book I want you guys to read. It's called The Book of Dianetics. And if you want to, I can get your Thetans checked sometime.
That's beyond a fan theory. That's like...
No. It's great. It's great.
It's dude, I'm one of those people that truly believes that Scientology is like was put in place to strictly control Hollywood superstars.
No,
it was made money.
Yeah, do you guys remember the late night infomercials for Dianetics?
I don't know.
They back in the late 80s, early 90s, they would play commercials on late night television advertising the wonders of the self-help book Dianetics. This was prior to the Church of Scientology becoming prominent. And I was intrigued because it's like, well, you go back into the past for all these traumatic situations that you have and you learn how to deal with them so that you're done. And I was like, well, this sounds perfectly reasonable. So I got the book out from the library and then I was like, this is fucking crazy. So, you know, I think the worst thing that they could have done is try to sell that book.
I don't remember the late night infomercials for it, but... I do like you know, we kind of talked about Easter eggs and stuff. There was there was two books that came out written by Mark Frost, kind of like bookending the Twin Peaks Return.
Oh, okay.
And there's like a ton of little cool real life Easter eggs in there.
Oh.
And like the one character, if you're familiar with Twin Peaks, Doug Milford, he's the one who marries the young lady towards the end of the second season, and he dies, and his brother's the mayor and shit, and he ends up marrying her. But he was like a secret agent in the government the whole time. It's fucking so cool. And he sits down with like L. Ron. Like he talks about like investigating L. Ron Hubbard and getting close to him and shit. It's really fucking cool because it's like written like an FBI dossier.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's like super fucking cool.
Yeah. See, that's the stuff I do like.
Well, the thing is that's canon. That's written by the fucking dude who.
I like the supplemental.
I'll show it to you when we're done.
Okay.
Like it's pretty cool.
I remember I watched Twin Peaks. I rented it out from the library. When I was like in junior high or high school, like I got kids now just watch it on fucking Netflix, but like, yeah, that's where I was coming from. I went there and I asked for it and they had to get it from like, you know,
a different library.
Yeah.
That's how I got into a lot of music when I was younger.
How I got into Twin Peaks was my friend Christine moved here from Kansas, and we were just drunk one night talking about David Lynch, and she's like, oh, have you ever seen, and I was like, I was young, so I was like, I had seen Eraserhead, I had seen Blue Velvet, and she was like, oh, have you ever seen Twin Peaks? I'm like, no, what's that? She's like, oh, dude, and she had like the gold box set, and she was like, watch this, give it back to me when you're done, and it's just like, changed my life. That was like almost 10 fucking years ago.
Yeah.
And it did change your life. It turned you into a big old queer who likes coffee.
I've been drinking coffee since I was 2.
Coffee and cherry pie.
They're great together. They're fantastic. Mm-hmm. The background on my phone is the Red Room.
Okay.
Like, I don't fuck around.
It was the Velvet Room in Persona, not the Red Room.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. There's fan theories about his shit, though. I mean, about how they're all, like, all of his movies...
The whole universe is connected?
It's connected, but, I mean, I think, like, I truly...
See, I haven't watched enough of his... I watched, like, Twin Peaks and then Mulholland Drive, and that's...
Which, I hated Mulholland
Drive. I hated it, too. I hated it so much.
I get it.
Because you could tell where it was going to be a TV show, and it wasn't, and he tacked on this, like... crazy ass ending.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's like, this is the best movie of the first decade of the 2000s.
I am a firm believer, after watching Twin Peaks The Return, I am a firm believer that David Lynch is purely an artist and also purely the biggest troll on the planet.
I can believe
he just he fucks with people. He knows he's fucking with people, and he gets off on it. And I applaud him for that, because like I love it. I think it's great. Like the whole thing in the return about how there was like episode. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't.
Okay, episode 8. Like there's like literally 15 minutes of this like crazy. I can't think of the word right now, but like no dialogue, just like. It's basically David Lynch jerking off with graphics and a camera. And, like, I loved it. I thought it was great. And people are just sitting there like, this is fucking bullshit. I'm like, this is exactly what he wants. And he's sitting back the whole time laughing. I love it. Like, not everything means something. Yeah. And that's, like, I guess basically what I would wrap it up as is, like, as far as fan theory. It's like, not every fucking little thing means what you need it to mean.
Exactly. And that's going back around to the reason. The ultimate reason I hate it is because... it stifles creativity, essentially.
Yes.
Yeah. It's trying to apply an overarching meaning to something that necessarily doesn't have to have meaning. Some of our best artwork is surrealism or dadaism, where it's just art for art's sake.
Yeah.
And sometimes, I mean, you can even have like a linear TV show, but it doesn't mean it has to all connect back to something.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
But. Yeah. Tabitha was telling me about the J.J. Abrams
universe. Oh, yeah, she brought that up. Yeah, yeah.
It was... they're apparently all of his shit's connected.
That's different, because he, like, purposely put in...
Bad that Wobot. Stuff. That's all I know. I watched Lost.
I watched Fringe.
I did not know that a new Cloverfield movie came out.
Yeah, they just dropped that. I should check
I'm
that.
Gonna
I just watched the trailer for
I'm going to have to watch it. I wasn't crazy about the second one. It was good up until the end, in my opinion, because like anything John Goodman does or is in, he's always the best
Barton
part of.
Barton Fink. Barton Fink.
I fucking love Barton Fink. So, you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Barton Fink is great. Red State, he was the best. Well, him and Michael Parks were the best parts of Red State.
Oh, yeah, Red State was good. That's like the last good Kevin Smith movie.
I mean, yeah, I will probably agree. I liked Tusk just because I knew what it was born from, and I listened to that episode when it came out. Like, I have an affinity for it, but I get why people don't like it. I'm still a huge Kevin Smith fan. I thought that Yoga Hosers was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life, but he made a movie with his fucking daughter and his daughter's friend, who happens to be Johnny Depp's daughter.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
he did that for himself and for them. Like, and guess what? He made money doing it, so who gives a fuck?
He made some of like probably my favorite movies, so I can't.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Mallrats, Clerks.
Mallrats.
Chasing Amy. Dogma is like, that's a fucking fan theory in itself.
It's
fantastic.
Yeah.
It's great. I love it.
So the moral of the story is, if you're going to do a fan theory, you better have a budget, motherfucker.
Exactly. Not just a YouTube channel and some graphics.
And your fucking dick in your hand.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Dylan, thank you very much for coming on. I have to go back to shipping Jordan and I in awkward situations for the next episode. Let the Hate Flow Through You. We're going to give some thanks to our sponsors now. Thank you very much to Jess Fallstick at Epic Fall on the Twitter. You can find her on Jordan's little podcast network, Above Below Entertainment, with The Default Setting. It is a study of parts of people's personalities and self that have been around since day one. It's their default setting. And her name is Fallstick. So, I know.
Your default setting is calling her Fallstitch.
my default setting is calling her Dildo.
Hey-o.
And then thanks also to Britt Fox. You can find her XFoxRocks on the Snapchat and Instagram. And, of course, Plight of the Stripper Herder. What is Plight of the Stripper Herder, you ask? It is a blog chronicling one man's journey through the strip club industry. It's plightofthestripperherder.blogspot.com. And, thanks very much to Lousy Weather Media Network. And we've got big announcements coming real soon.
Oh, yeah, we have, like, between this show, all the shit you're doing on your own, all the shit I'm doing on my own, like, 2018 is going to be a big year for us, so
We're taking over the world.
We really are. It's the best tag team.
Put that in your headcanon, motherfuckers.
Dylan, where can people find you if you want them to?
I am on Twitter at @ThatDylanHouse. It's probably the best place you'll find me.
House like house or house like Dave House from The Loved Ones?
No, yeah, it's house like the home.
Not Haas.
No, not okay. Haas. I like to say it's Dylan like the Bob, House like the home, and that's @ThatDylanHouse. on Twitter, and that's probably the best place you're going to find me telling jokes and posting sweet memes about the Beach Boys.
Okay. All right.
Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates fan theories as much as Dylan House.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rampant offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.